Hello and welcome to this demonstration of submitting categorization requests to System Center Online. My name is Brad Joseph. What we have in this demonstration are three steps, the first of which is review the asset intelligence interface. And what I'll essentially show you is that interface, make a quick flyby of some of the key areas that we'll be addressing. The second step will be to submit an uncategorized application to System Center Online. And our third and final step will be to synchronize the cataloged application with System Center Online. Let's take a look at that first step a bit. Review the asset intelligence interface. We'll just go through that, but it's really important to note that the asset intelligence component should be and must be installed and the applications previously inventoried on your System Center Configuration Manager setup. So that's important to do. Of course, we cannot categorize applications that have not been inventoried. So have been inventoried in our demo environment here. We have already done that. Our second step, submit an uncategorized application to System Center Online. Now, to submit an application for categorization to System Center Online, it must be inventoried and uncategorized. And if you do have a custom category applied to some asset, some software asset, you just simply have to take the categorization and revert it before submitting to the software for categorization. Of course, after submitting an uncategorized software title, there's something here you want to keep in mind, and that is that Microsoft researchers actually identify, categorize, and then make the software title categorization information available to all the customers who are using System Center Online. So that's something you want to keep in mind. And so if there's anything that's proprietary or something that's private to your corporation, you want to make sure you do take a good look at that before you do that. Step three, synchronize the cataloged application with System Center Online. And in most cases, you'll see that the asset catalog is configured for automatic synchronization. I believe this demo environment we have here is we do that once a month. But the key to this demonstration is there is a manual synchronization that you can have happen at least once every 12 hours. Now, you can't do that within that 12-hour period. Sort of the same thing as saying, I go off and I do the manual synchronization. You have to wait 12 hours before you can do another one. Also, the synchronization can take up to 15 minutes, perhaps even longer. I've seen large catalogs where it's quite a bit longer, maybe 45 minutes or so. And after the synchronization, and you'll see this in our demo, in the console, System Center Configuration Manager console, that there will be a last successful update field in the home page, and this reflects that there will be a successful synchronization. So let's go ahead and just move into this demo. Now, our first step will be to review the asset intelligence interface. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hop over quickly to my System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager server here. And you'll notice down here, just to kind of reacquaint ourselves with the user interface, we'll pop down to the workplaces here. And down here we have administration. Should be familiar with these by now. Monitoring, software library. We're going to be going into the assets and compliance workplace or workspace. And you'll notice here you can kind of move along the tree control up here once you're in the assets and compliance, or you can hop over here and you can just click on any one of these. I'm going to go to asset intelligence, and it says here, asset intelligence, manage the asset intelligence catalog, import license files, and synchronize with System Center Online to reconcile software licenses. So that's where we're going to be spending the majority of our demonstration here. Now, the first thing to note is this is the catalog synchronization. We have right now asset intelligence. Our component is enabled here, so we're ready to go with that. We actually have a sync point deployed, so we're ready to go, and we have it scheduled for once a month. You can do it sooner than that if you like. Our last successful update, it's a date indicated here, and you'll notice that our next scheduled one is about a month from there. So let's move down a bit further, and the more interesting part here is this inventoried software status, and I'll read this off to you. The following data enumerates assets detected in your environment. The table describes the assets in absolute numbers, and a chart represents that information in percentage. Kind of look at the chart, at least as a histogram, and you'll notice that the key has four shades of blue, the darkest of which is identified by Microsoft, and these are identified by Microsoft as applications. The next would be identified by administrator. The next lightest would be pending online identification. We'll be seeing a bit of that as we progress through the demo. And then the lightest over here, you see this is represented in percentages, that would be unidentified and not pending. And so over on the left side of the table, inventoried software, software categories, software families. Identified by Microsoft in this column, there are 75 software assets here that are identified by Microsoft. There are 99 categories and 21 families. And I think of categories as sort of the subset and families as the superset. Identified by administrator, we don't have any in this demonstration. Pending online identification, none yet. And then unidentified and not pending. So let's just jump into the inventoried software. You can click right here. And you'll notice right away the product names and the publisher Microsoft. Here's the categories that we're talking about. And you'll see down here, let's say, I'll open this up a bit, family. So it's a family of communications. We have a category within that family of instant messaging and conferencing. So that's how that works. But that's not really the point of this demonstration. The point is to get way over here to the right where you see state. And we have some uncategorized software assets here. We have validated by Microsoft. And you can kind of move that around so that top, bottom, you can sort. But I like to sort so that I can take a look at them. Now, another way to do this, which is a little bit, little less confusing, is I head back to this overview, go back to Asset Intelligence. Move down just a slight bit in this table, and inventoried software under unidentified and not pending. I have five. We just saw that in that last list. I'm going to click on that, and I can just hone in on those five that are unidentified and not yet. They're uncategorized, so we haven't done much with them. We'll go ahead and just take one of these, the USMT, this user state migration tool. You're probably familiar with that. And what I'm going to do, it's simple. You just click, right-click here, and request a catalog update. So what we're doing here is this really step two of our process, which is to submit an uncategorized software for categorization. So this is the part you need to find the asset itself. It's uncategorized. You just go ahead and click that. And this privacy message is, I'm going to read this to you, but it's you can review and edit the software data collected by Configuration Manager before it's sent to Microsoft by selecting which software titles you upload for categorization. We're doing that. And you should remove any confidential or personal information. And I mentioned this earlier in the presentation. Any information or software data sent to Microsoft may be disclosed to third parties. So just simply be aware of that. I'm going to say, I have read this, and I'm going to say, OK. Now, notice right away in this state column, it's pending. So that means we're pending to have it submitted. So I'm going to head back here to our table. And we've got a bit of a change here. Inventoried software, still identified by Microsoft. That number has not changed. We have a pending online identification here. There's one. That's the one with the USMT, user state migration tool, unidentified and not pending. And you'll look at the histogram or the graph over here, and we've added one, a little bit lighter shade of blue, pending online notification. Right. So now we move to our third and final step, which is to synchronize this information. So I'm going to move up here, because we are on a virtual machine here. And you look in the ribbon, and there's this right up here, it says synchronize. Drop that down. And what I want to do now is I want to actually go out and synchronize this Asset Intelligence catalog with System Center Online. And one click. It says here I don't have an Asset Intelligence synchronization point is not enabled. What I'm going to do is I'm going to disable really quickly and move it back up. And I believe this should solve our problem here. There. Let's try that again. Ah, so we do have that Asset Intelligence synchronization point enabled now. All right, Configuration Manager. Asset Intelligence synchronization with System Center Online has been initiated. The most current updates will be downloaded, and any upload requests, pardon me, will be sent. I'm going to hit OK there. Now, at this point, we have to sit back and wait. And we want to wait for that to come back to us, which should be 15 minutes or so. And you'll see right here where it says last successful update should be updated to today's date. And it'll show our next scheduled update, which is probably going to be 31 days after that. And so that really just concludes this part of that demonstration. I'm going to move back to the slide deck and do a quick flyby of what we've done here. First thing we did is we reviewed the Asset Intelligence interface. And the key, of course, to remember here is that the Asset Intelligence component must be installed in applications previously inventoried. The second thing we did is we submitted an uncategorized application to System Center. In this case, it's that user state migration tool. We sent it for submission. Third thing we did is Third thing we did is we synchronized the catalog with System Center Online. And so we just simply went out there, did a sync. And note that we get to do one of those every 12 hours. That synchronization we just did should take about 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. For just to get through this demo quickly, we're not going to sit and wait for that, but it does happen. I've done it many times, so no worries there. And once it has synchronized, we'll see that last successful update field in the homepage actually updated with that date and time. So that concludes this demonstration of using Asset Intelligence to submit categorization requests to System Center Online. I appreciate you spending the time looking at this video. Thank you.